This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
So we can't beat beat!
We can't beat beat!
We'll beat beat!
What's up?
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Michael. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
We live the dream. Big day today. Well, not so big, but it's the first day that you could offer a franchise tag. If you wanted to tag someone, obviously you have until March 4th, so the idea would be you kind of wait and try to negotiate and not just slap a tag on someone. But there are a lot of candidates out there. We talked earlier about your Minnesota Vikings and what they're going to do with Sam Darnold.
Well, we interviewed Kevin O'Connell Friday of Super Bowl week, the morning after he was named the NFL Coach of the Year for 2024. And he told us that Sam Darnold has earned the right to become a free agent. I interpret that as code for we're not applying the franchise tag, and it would cost about $40 million fully guaranteed on a one-year deal. I think they are content to let him see what's out there because they're not prepared to make that kind of financial commitment if he would see that the interest isn't at the financial level or with an appropriately competitive team, because he's already lived through the experience of the Jets and the Panthers. Maybe he would be willing to come back at a reduced rate below that $40 million. There is a reason for a team that is intent on using the tag to do it sooner than later. The scouting combine is next week. That's also known as Tampering Central. And if you want to let the other teams know, don't waste your time trying to negotiate with the agent for this player. You put the franchise tag on, and then they know there's no point. That's the only reason to do it before the deadline. We've seen that happen in the past. This year, Darnold and T. Higgins of the Bengals are the two that stand out. It's possible that no one gets tagged for the first time since 1996.
Mike, I think yesterday we saw Jonathan Martin tell ESPN that he was never bullied back in 2013. Richie Incognito coming back at you via Twitter. And I applaud you for the defense of your reporting back in that time. Where is this story headed and how big of a deal is it?
Well, I don't know where it's headed. Look, this all came from a very long article about where Jonathan Martin is now that landed last Wednesday on ESPN.com, 3 days after the Super Bowl. And when it first popped up on the ESPN.com NFL page, I saw the picture of Martin. My thought was, who is that? And then I saw what the article was. And I was like, Why are we doing this now? And why is there this long article? And with those long articles that, frankly, and this pisses off the people who write those long articles, but there's a lot of fluff there. It's hard to spot the news. And the news was buried. And it's important to get specifically accurate what he said. He said he never believed he was bullied, but his parents were the ones that pushed this. That doesn't change the results of the Ted Wells report, which was issued on Valentine's Day of 2014. Now, we learned with Deflategate that maybe Ted Wells has a habit of gleaning what the person who hires him to do an investigation wants and working backward to justify that conclusion. So I think there are some fair questions to raise post-Deflategate, and we've made that point in the past. We made it in 2015, that maybe we need to take a second look at the Ted Wells report. But, you know, here's the key. I was finding some old articles about that controversy. After the Wells report came out, Incognito's lawyer said, we're going to perform a full and complete analysis of the report, and we will release that analysis when it's done. That was February 14, 2014. 11 years later, we're still waiting for that analysis, presumably rebuttal of all the things that Wells concluded Incognito did. For Martin to say after the fact, I never believed I was bullied, doesn't change the results of the Wells report. And unless and until Incognito or his lawyer or anyone else fully and completely rebuts the allegations and the findings, factual findings that may be flawed, but Incognito has every right, even now, he's got every right to release a full and complete rebuttal to the report. The report still lives online. So this whole thing was just strange to me. And there is a certain irony in a guy who was accused of bullying trying to bully media members on social media to say yes. He never did anything wrong. Yes. It was all made up. It was all fabricated.
Mike, help us out with this Netflix deal. They're interested now in getting Sunday afternoon games. That's kind of news. And obviously they can't right away, but how much will the bidding go up?
When they did the two Christmas games, and at some point over the course of the last year, it's become obvious the NFL is eventually going to have a full season package of Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m. Central games played primarily in Europe. And they're going to sell that package to the highest bidder. And I thought, hey, Netflix is perfect for this. They've got the international reach. You've got games that are played early in the U.S., but later in the day in time zones in Europe, et cetera. And whoever I was talking to, and I can't remember who it was, said, no, I don't think Netflix is going to settle for that. They want a real package. And the chief content officer for Netflix told Puck that, yes, they're interested in a Sunday afternoon package, which would mean boxing out, with the writing of a gigantic check, Fox or CBS. Just like Fox boxed out CBS in 1994, CBS boxed out NBC in 1998. I think the real takeaway here is when this current wave of broadcast deals expires in 2029, because the league will exercise its right to cancel the current deals 4 years early, you're going to have more people at the table than there are plates. And that's always good for the NFL, because that means the people who want the packages are going to have to overpay to get them. And Netflix is going to help drive up the price that whoever gets those packages will pay, even if Netflix isn't one of them. It's going to drive up the price for everyone else, and the NFL wins. Now, fans would say we lose because now we got to have a streaming package that we pay for, and the price keeps going up and up for Netflix, if you haven't noticed, to watch the Sunday afternoon games. It's got the potential to lead to chaos, but we've kind of seen the chaos coming as the NFL, I don't know whether pivots is the right word or forces the issue, but the NFL has embraced streaming. That's not going away. If anything, it's only going to expand.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you a ton.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. We're going to bring on Jen McCaffrey next, talk about Theo's role in Boston. Mully and Haw on the score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.